How layers form. We can think of our snowpack as a cake with tons of different layers. Every time it snows, we have a new layer that forms in our snowpack. We want to be investigators and always keep our eye on what is happening on the surface before the snow comes in. Was there a crust, surface hoar, facets? We'll jump into these in detail in the next lessons. The strength of our new layer will depend on what type of snow crystals were on the surface before the storm, how much snow we received, temperature. Anytime a substantial storm comes in, 20 to 30 centimeters, we can expect to see a natural avalanche cycle. The new load simply has not had time to bond to itself or to the old snow surface. We like to give our storm cycles at least 48 hours to settle out before we start poking around back there. Enjoy a couple pow days in mellow, low-angle meadows and trees before getting into terrain exposed to avalanche pass. In this photo, we can see light and dark layers. The lighter layers tell us that those snow crystals have air between them and therefore are not bonded very well. This would be a weak layer. The darker layers tell us that they have less air between them and have formed stronger bonds. How strong the bonds are directly depends on the type of snow crystals we are dealing with. Our snowpack is not a fan of any sort of rapid change. If it snowed 2 centimeters every day and stayed the same temperature, our snowpack would love it and be strong as ever. Whenever we have any rapid change, we can expect our snowpack will need time to adjust. Examples are rapid temperature change, rapid loading, direct sun, and wind.